Now this next number, I don't know if it means much here, but it's okay for England, Jamaica and Portugal.
Oh, yes, yes, we have returned again to give it back, giving it back, I guess. Here it is. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! My name is Joe. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, a writer, musician, whatever it is I do that I'm doing right now, it's exactly what I am to you. And across from me is the most enchanted person, the best in the world at what she does. Carolyn, how's it going, Carolyn?
It's going excellent.
Hey.
It's been a long week, been a crazy week, but in general, it's been a good week, so.
It's that time. It's the Carolyn Joe Show time. Me and you, yeah. Going at it on the mic.
Head to head.
Head to head. It's debate. Politically incorrect, or what? Any other show like that?
The McLaughlin Group.
Head to head.
This is the McLaughlin Group. Blah, 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 blah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is our podcast. We give you a little peek into our lives, or maybe a peek at what we feel, what we see. We don't really do any other posting of our own opinions beyond this. Maybe some of us do, maybe others do, but this is the spot. But just in time, right now, it's time for Carolyn's News. Kick it, Carolyn.
Kicking it. All right, guys. I just want to let you know, I think since our last show, I never announced this, but I want to officially say that Joe and I are accepted. We are accepted.
We've been accepted to college!
Yes. We will be at Smudge Comics Arts Expo, and that is at Artisphere in Arlington, Virginia, on Saturday, March 14th. So that's our next upcoming tour date, March 14th. Oh my gosh, it's coming up. And then also in March, we will be in Pittsburgh for PIX Picks, the Pittsburgh Indie Comics Expo. That's March 28th. Saturday, another Saturday. And also in May, we'll be at AwesomeCon in DC. That's May 29th through 31st. And we did get accepted to another show, I have to say. Accepted to college, accepted into Small Press Expo, September 19th and 20th. So that feels good to like already know that we're in there. And they will be doing a lottery for the other seats, but I think they've determined a lot of people that have been there for so many years or previous guests and stuff. So it's good to know that they wanted us to be at SPX and we don't even have to deal with the lottery this year, which was like a total setback. I know the previous year was really crazy. But yeah, Small Prayers Expo, we will be there. And at Baltimore Comic Con, that's September 25th, 26th, and 27th. So we have a whole bunch of tour dates. And then also we're doing the blood drive on October 31st, Cartoonist Draw Blood. It's a Halloween edition. So those are so many tour dates for our whole year coming up. But really, really awesome because we do have those two tour dates in March, like one in Arlington and the other in Pittsburgh. So we're traveling the East Coast, at least the Northeast Coast. It feels exciting. It feels good to be back on tour. We haven't done a show since last fall, so it's good to have like those 2 months off. What do you say, Joe?
It's tough.
Two or three months?
I always ask myself, do I really want a break? And then when I get a break, I really don't want it. You know, I'm like water. I flow like water. I almost gotta be in motion. Keep on. And you know, if the water stays still for long enough, it turns swampy. So we'll find something to do.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like there is a comic book convention every weekend nowadays. I bet you could, like, if you wanted to, you could travel somewhere any weekend and you'll find a comic show.
There's probably a show this week somewhere. There's something. Always a place to make an appearance, isn't there?
Yeah, but I really do feel like, I guess the comic scene does kind of go dry in December and January. But, yeah, it's coming back. We definitely know for sure in March. So I guess we still get February off a little bit, but... But February is coming up. It's actually tomorrow.
It is. It is.
So, but we do get that whole month off. I
tomorrow
guess
when we record this.
I'll take a breather, and then I'll be like
the Super Bowl time.
Yes, that's right. Do you have a team that you're rooting for? Do you even know who's playing?
I absolutely have no idea who's in the Super Bowl. I was just reminded that the Super Bowl is happening this weekend or this Sunday or tomorrow, which is when we're recording this on a Saturday, because we have the freedom to do that whenever we feel like it, to record the show, which is great, I really like.
So I think it's the Patriots versus the Seahawks.
Good for them.
New England Patriots versus Seattle Seahawks. Do you have any predictions I know we don't really.
Yeah, I have. I have the best prediction ever. Lots of money is going to be made.
Yeah.
Guaranteed money will be made.
Money made, money spent.
Money made, money spent.
I'm actually looking forward just to Katy Perry halftime.
Why is that?
Because, I don't have any of her albums, and I don't really go around being like, oh my god, I'm a Katy Perry fan, I love her. But, you know what? She's entertaining, and I feel like she'll wear some crazy outfit, and... You know, she looks cute. It's good. She has a good visual. Like, I do enjoy looking at her. And, I don't know. I feel like she's fun.
I mean, she is fun.
And she loves, or I don't know if she actually does love them, but she is a sponsor of Pop Chips, and that's, like, one of my favorite snacks. And I actually said I wanted them to sponsor me, like, a long time ago, before Katy Perry and everything. But, I don't know. I that was just on Twitter. They didn't really reach back out to me, but maybe they will now.
Maybe they will now. See, Katy Perry, in my perspective, has a very interesting career lineage in a way, if you think about it. Because, like, first hit was what? Because of her...
I kissed a girl.
But before that, she was playing more, like, whatever, like, Christian-y, folky stuff, wasn't it?
I actually haven't heard her older music, but I did hear that she was a Christian musical artist.
Yeah, and then she turned into the more, I guess, more dancier pop version of the... Of the, like, I kissed a girl thing. You know, and that sort of spicy terminology is what I feel like broke her out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because everyone was talking about that song.
It's like,
oh my
yeah,
God.
Girls are kissing girls. Oh, who doesn't like that? And girls like kissing girls, too. And then guys like girls like kissing girls. And everyone wants to see that. There's that sort of sex appeal that just attached to it. Oh, I liked it. And like, you know, so, of course, that got all the attention in the world. And that,
and
the way
that
taste broke.
She liked the taste of her cherry chapstick.
Yeah. And, like... You know, it was like it was like almost in a way it was like a naughty song that just, you know, that broke out, and that's what broke Katy Perry out too.
And then she married Russell Brand, a guy who I guess is like known for sex addiction.
Yeah. And also she has like, you know, people say she has a Barbie shape too with big boobs. You know, she had all the
remember
components.
She got like that social that Sesame Street like social controversy. I guess, you know, her boobs were showing on Sesame Street. But it wasn't like that bad.
I mean,
what's she going to do? She has boobs.
Yeah, she has boobs, you know what I mean? Use them wisely. You know what I mean? I can't say that I dislike or say all that because it's wrong. But in a way I understand that they were used properly. Like, she, if someone was marketing Katy Perry in a way to use her assets to get the most, they were right. They won that.
Yeah.
And also, she wasn't a blonde, too, which was also different at that time. You know? Did you ever think about that? That she wasn't... She was a raven hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that point, I feel like there wasn't anyone that was, like, really pushing in that direction.
Yeah, she was something new at the time. I feel like now a lot of people do have that look, and like she's inspired a lot of other women to kind of have that look. And a lot of people say that she also looks like Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is a look that's in that a lot of women have taken. But I like that look. So I'm looking forward to really just seeing Katy Perry and hanging out with some friends, checking out the Super Bowl. We'll see how it goes. I actually didn't watch it last year, but I did watch. Specifically for Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, me too.
But I did not watch the rest of the game. I don't know, football doesn't really excite me anymore, but I'll try to like at least have fun and have some snacks. And maybe we can make some homemade pretzels, because that's what I'm looking forward to.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I still feel like with the Katy Perry thing, I'm really... You know, it's like I don't dislike Katy Perry. I've never bought any of her albums. And I see the angle that she's taking. Because, like, if you think about it at the same time, so many girls these days are just like, okay, I'm going to go out, be naked. And then, bam, they think they're going to be famous. And then, you know, the heartbreak is they're not famous. You've just been used real fast. You know what I mean? It's just a quick jack off and you're gone. That's really what it was. It's like they did a pop shot and it's over. But see, with Katy Perry, you gotta milk that sex appeal all the way to the point of being inspiring. Because at first it was like that. And then now it went to the girl power part of, like, you know, standing up for who you are and stuff like that. And then it really went to now stand up for being everyone, you know, your own self.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like that's what happens. It's first you start out with the raciness to get everyone's attention. And then after that, you're like, well, now let's start motivating people to do something. Let's find let's be almost in a way a world activist in a way, or human activist, and try to find something to empower people.
Definitely. You got to use everyone's eyes on power. Yeah. I feel like you got to use that power for good. You know,
it's always
a good thing.
But I feel like that's how you break out, when you have that attention. They use that. The like, I kissed a girl, you know what I mean? Because that's almost in a way that's a college thing. That's an early 20s thing where girls and stuff like that are making out with each other. I'm not actually
a big fan of that song.
But I can see how it was. How that, like, works, because at that time...
It got,
like,
people to talk about her.
Exactly. But I really do feel like it is sort of in that age of, like, that's what it appeals at, like, that 19 to early 20s. Because I feel like after you reach a certain point, it's sort of like... It stops being like, oh, yeah, let's go party and make out with chicks and stuff like that. It's sort of just like that becomes played.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's just like... I don't know. How many times can you really do that and it starts becoming fun? Unless you're really, really into girls. You know what I mean?
Who knows?
And then she's not. Or I don't know, maybe she is. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Well, I read an interview with her. Like, apparently she was at some pool party or some party in LA, and they had a whole bunch of sweets and desserts and candy and stuff. Because I don't know whoever was hosting the party. Maybe they thought that she, like, was into all that stuff. Because you know how she has, like, that whole sweets, at least for this one album, The Teenage Dream.
Yeah.
She had, like, sweets. And she has that music video with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
With, like, lollipops and... puff creams and all those, like, that video is pretty awesome. But basically it's like a candy land, and so they had candy, and I remember in the article she said something like, oh no thanks, I don't eat sweets, like I don't really like them.
Yeah.
And then people are like, what?
Oh, weren't that's you dressed like, up that you have candy boobs,
that's like your whole motif, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows, you know, just because you pose with the donut doesn't mean that you love donuts,
but I think that's it's interesting, is because you think, like, because she was doing, like, the Christian music range before that, and then she went into, like, the sexualized pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, of course, you go from that. I feel like who her parents are Christian, anyone would feel like that she's some sort of sellout in that direction. You know?
Do
but
you
then,
consider her a sellout?
I really don't even... I don't really... It doesn't even matter to me. It a sellout of what? It's like, what if she never even liked that music before? Like,
yeah,
that word sellout
know.
Is always, like, it's such a tough thing. It's like... You know, there's many things that you can be classified as a sellout. But, like, people, if the Christian people or whoever's in charge of that music genre, if they were, if they called her a sellout for doing, like, the pop music stuff, it's like, well, what if she really didn't like doing that in the first place? Or, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you're just told to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, this is the music you like, and maybe you don't like doing it. And then, but you're like, well, you should do this. And then, like, you know, you do a couple songs, and then you change it up, and then people are like, no, you should have done that. Who is she selling out? You can only really sell out to yourself.
I guess the only way we can really find out is if we get Katy Perry to appear on the Carol and
Well, then next
show.
Week, then. Next week. We'll call her up.
I'll call her,
we'll call
up,
her up,
and we'll make
we'll
it
call
happen.
Pop Chips. Sponsored by Pop Chips. It'll be the next show.
Yeah.
Live with Katy Perry.
We'll make it happen. Katy, call me. speaking of being a sellout, I was actually called a sellout this week on the internet.
And the whole internet.
Not the whole internet, but...
Well, it's funny, the internet, in the ways if one person says it on the internet, it might as well just been the whole internet. I always feel like that. If one person says it, it's like, well, then the whole internet will say it. Because,
then it's true.
Yeah, because then a lot of people will just repeat that in their heads, and it'll go around.
Well, to catch people up on this, because I've actually never talked about this on the podcast and to many people, but I kept it on the DL. For a long time, I was contacted late last year by the White House to work on some cartoons and comics for their healthcare.gov campaign. And so, you know, at first I was like, whoa, I'm going to look into this, you know? And, you know, after some back and forth, I decided, hey, I might as well do this. Because, like, I'm like, since when has the White House asked me to do anything? You know, I'm gonna do something for the country and, like, work for the White House. Because... why not? You know, if the White House asks you to do something and you're using your talents for something, I figured, why not?
Yeah.
And so, you know, all things led to me actually doing some comics for them. And, you know, I got everything done. I even, you know, I worked on my New Year's holiday, my free time, and, like, weekends around Christmas time. And, you know, that was a lot of my spare time. and I worked on it, and so they, you know, I'm excited about releasing it now, because apparently the deadline is February 15th to sign up for the Obamacare. I know it's very controversial, but it's more of like a reminder to be like, hey, everybody, get covered. We're offering you this healthcare. So you have until February 15th to sign up, and they just released the images this week of the comics. And it's a social media campaign. It's on their blog. They have links to all my comics, and you can tweet them, and you can Facebook them out there. And it's been getting a lot of activity this week. And it was also on their Twitter. And then there's one illustration in particular. Well, I'll tell you about the illustrations. Is first of all, I did write a blog that describes my whole process and includes sketches. It includes behind the scenes information, all the cool things, basically everything that I intended it to be. And my whole process is online. If you go to carolynbilevsky.com and go to the blog section. And so you can actually go there and visually see the process and my sketches. But, you know, verbally on the radio, what this is there's several characters, and it's a little glimpse into their life and how the one thing they have in common is that they're all covered by healthcare. And so we, like this one in particular, there's one that's athletic, there's one that is called caregiver, there's a hipster one, there's a daredevil one, there's a social media share guy. There's basically several different characters, and they're very modern characters. And there's one in particular that Michelle Obama actually tweeted, and she Instagrammed, and it did very well on Instagram. I think, I don't know the exact number, but I think it got 16,000 likes in one day. Joe, isn't that amazing?
That's a lot of likes. That's like bigger than anything.
And that's just the likes. That's not even like, I would love to see a number somehow if we could of how many people like actually viewed it. You know, because I guess it's hard to see on Instagram how many people would have viewed it. I don't know if that's possible, but someone
would have figured that out.
But just like likes and also comments. There's that thing I think blew up like wildfire, and it's that one, the one that she particularly put up there was the athletic one, and it's this girl who's pale with red hair, and she, you know, she looks kind of Irish looking, I guess, and you know, it says like she loves cross country, she runs everywhere, and I don't have it all off the top of my head, but you know, basically she does everything athletic, and she's covered by healthcare. So basically, you know, the first, oh yeah, she flexes voluntarily. You know, it's really fun. So, you know, I show her like tying her shoes. I show her flexing. I show her rock climbing. And then at the end, I show her like hugging her dog after a run. And you know, they're pleasant illustrations. There's no reason why anyone can't like look at that and like not enjoy it. I chose the color palette, so like they're all a family of the same colors, and even like the skin tones they're all different skin tones. I tried to be really diverse with that, and but yeah, there were like, I loved seeing that it got like so many likes, like 16,000 likes is awesome. But then, you know, I start reading the comments, and I'm like, okay, like some of them are great, some of them are phenomenal. We love it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this reminds me of my friend. Then they tag their friend. Because I think that's part of
that's the whole point, right?
Part of the interactivity is to be like, does this remind you of somebody? Share these to, like, let your friend know, you know? And because, you know, there's tons of athletic people out there, and then they get excited. And also, you know, also I think it did well with Michelle Obama because she has this whole initiative to, like, get moving and be physically fit and eat healthy. Like, I think she's a big proponent of that, which is something that, like, I also enjoy. And there's two main reasons why I signed on to do this project. Well, technically three, because at first I was like, oh, cool, White House. When am I ever going to get this opportunity to ever do this? You know, like, of course, I'm going to take that. And then my second reason was like, this is actually so amazing because the White House is using cartoons to get their message out there. Like, I haven't seen that I don't even know if they have done that before. Maybe they have in the past, but like, I see a lot of political cartoons in newspapers all the time.
Yeah.
I know like political cartoons were in the talk earlier with like the Charlie incidents in France, and that was a whole different thing, and then like the whole Islam thing is behind that. There's a whole we've talked about that in the first episode of Carolyn and Joe Show this year. There's a whole religious thing at play with that. But besides that, you know, I don't really see cartoons being used much in politics besides political cartoons.
It's true.
So I was like,
and usually political cartoons are like against them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's like their targeting. They're targeting at that, but
they're the punchline.
And those people are hired usually by the newspapers.
Yeah.
So they're part of the press. But I never have seen like cartoons being used like in an administration before. And like maybe someone can tell me if I'm wrong, but this might be the first. You know, I don't know. But it does feel good to be like, oh my gosh, the White House asked me to do this. And then also having Michelle tweeting, I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's the first lady.
The first,
you know,
lady.
What I mean? To me, I'm always like, if she sees it, then Obama sees it, and if she sees it, the world sees it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty impressive. And so I was like, wow, that, you know, this is, and I didn't know Michelle was going to Instagram it when I was drawing it, you know. But you know, so I signed on because, you know, they're using cartoons. Like I just thought that this was a great opportunity overall because of cartoons, and I'm so passionate about cartoons and animation, stuff like that, that I'm like, this is cool. Come on now, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, like I noticed, you know, they did give me a script, and I was able to work with them to also help create the characters. I created like how they visually look, the layout of the panels. You'll see if you check out my blog entry. You know, like I it was a collaborative process, but they did give me a script, and I was also welcome to add to it. But yeah, they gave me, you know, the characters they wanted. They wanted the athletic character and the hipster, you know, like they had them all in mind.
Yeah, the stereotypes.
Yeah,
right?
You know, they are and I talked about it on the phone with them. You know, it's like, you know, these are stereotypes, and there's cartoons are stereotypes for a reason too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like in particular, I did like how a lot of the characters were athletic. Like obviously the athletic one was athletic, but also I had like the, what was it? There's one that's organized that she has like a list. She knows her recipes like meticulously, you know, she really makes effort to be very organized. And at the end, like I wanted to have her like take a walk, you know? And because it just is like, she's on Obamacare and she takes care of herself, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, I wanted to push forward that even though like they have healthcare, you know, they're taking care of themselves. And I liked how that was a structure in like a lot of the characters, like a lot of the characters are being the best person they can be based on their profile,
yeah.
You know? So that's what I enjoyed about it. And they're still healthy. Like it annoys me personally when people like don't try to be healthy. Like they're just gonna let themselves be like a slug, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like I know somebody can be like, I'm healthy, I don't need healthcare. But you know what? Like you could get hit by a car, you know? Or like there's reasons why you can have healthcare. Just because like you think that you're invincible, well, one day something might happen, and it'll be good that you're like, oh my god, I'm insured.
And I know plenty of people that don't have healthcare in a way, because sometimes it just doesn't equate to, you know. Personally, you'd like to know that if you're buying something, if you're spending money on something, that you know it's going to get used, and you get to see it being used. But with like any insurance thing, it's sort of just like, you know, you're paying, and sometimes nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
You know, so you're almost, I mean, you're always rolling.
Hello, I have my hand raised right now.
Yeah,
I like never go to I go to the doctor once a year.
Yeah, and that's the same with me, and it's sort of just like I personally always get pissed off. I'm like, I got to pay this again, and then. Well, I'm like, nothing ever happens. But I personally don't even go out. I just have it, you know?
Yeah.
I never try to...
I mean, you have it, but you know, like, well, that's what I say is, like, you never know if, like, you're going to trip on the ice and break your leg or break your elbow or... I don't know.
It's,
you know, like,
it's funny because
it happens. It happened to one of my coworkers last year. He tripped on the ice in the parking lot.
It's funny because I always go out... I always try to go through my life saying, like, this could be the last day I live. You know what I mean? As opposed to... And those are important things of, like, life where it's like, oh, well, what, anything could happen. So you should live for the now.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people under 30, like, are like, I'm young. I don't need that. But, you know, obviously when it comes down to it is that it's your choice. Like, no one's forcing you to do anything. And it's an option. And that you know about it. Excuse me, but this whole thing basically like blew up this week. You know, they're like, oh, we're releasing it this week. So I'm like, yes, you know, finally we'll see how these go. You know,
yeah,
because like I don't know how these things are gonna go, But I think, like, really when Michelle, like, got that out, that helped a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. So, how are these messages, though? How are these comments?
I actually didn't know, like, what was going to happen with this whole thing.
Yeah.
I was more of just like, cool, the White House asked me to do cartoons. Cartoons are fun. Let's do this. You know? Like, that's more what I'm coming at. But, yeah, so then I get these comments coming in. And,
Were you expecting any comments? Were you expecting anything in return? Or were you just excited
to get it out? I was just excited to get it out and be a part of society, you know?
Because it's funny, because when you were talking about that, for some reason, I wasn't even thinking about anyone making comments. I was just like, cool, it's getting out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That whole part of the world of that totally escaped my mind of like, oh, yeah, there's going to be people that's going to see this. And it's in a form where people will make lots of comments. I was just like, oh, maybe it's just because I'm just not accustomed to that level. I'm just accustomed to getting stuff out there and then just being like, people just tell me in person or no one ever sees it.
Well, first of all, I just want to be clear, like, that I am not, like, offended by any of the comments. I'm not taking any of them personally. And if anything, I'm actually just laughing at them.
Amused.
I'm amused. I am amused by it. I will check it out. I have not checked out the comments in probably like 2 or 3 days. I'm sure there might be more. But
there's definitely going to be more. I feel like it's just going to keep going. That's just how everything is. When you see someone, join the conversation. That's what they say.
Yeah. I mean, hey, add to the conversation. As long as you're talking about it, I think it's a success, you know?
Yeah.
But what it comes down to is, like, some of the first comments I saw, I guess, were on Instagram. And, like, a lot of people were like, cool, this is awesome. Cool, this is awesome. And then I start hearing, like, the sob stories of, like, oh, I work 2 jobs. I have no time to work out. I wish this girl was me. You know, and you know, in a way, I can relate to that. Because, like, I'm like, dude, I work my ass off, too. And, like, there's times when I want to exercise, and then, like, I'm just so tired, and I don't. But then there are times where I, like, do take initiative, and I'm like, cool, at least I got, like, 2 workouts in this week, you know? Like, I know it's not, like, every other day how I might want it to be, but it's like, at least I tried, you know? At least I got a couple in. But I know how it is. It's hard. I feel sorry for that lady that has 2 jobs and is always working and doesn't have time to work out. I actually do. And then she's like, and I don't have time. I can't afford healthcare. You know, it's like, but part of me is like, I'm not saying you have to do it. It's your choice. But it's like, that's your choice. You know what I mean? If you can somehow make it happen, then you somehow can make it happen. But it's rough. You know, there are certain people in America that are working like 2 jobs, working their ass off, taking care of their kids. And like, they still can't afford healthcare. Well, I there's nothing I can really do about it personally as like a cartoonist. But, you know, if there's a way that you can at least, like, find a way to eat healthier and, like, work out, at least do that. You know what I mean? Like they're just somehow
Nothing's ever easy.
Try to find a way.
Yeah, nothing in life is really ever easy. And if it is easy, then there's something wrong. I start to think about it. But there's nothing wrong with keep on working at what you want to do.
Yeah.
Still have some motivation. Can't just let things be handed to you.
I mean, okay, another example.
That would be nice, but then makes me question if it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the day before these were released, this happened to me. I don't know if this lady that commented would be listening to this podcast, probably not, but like, I guess like the best thing I can say to you is like, I actually did a workout like at like 12:30 in the morning and I was really tired. And then I was like, oh, I didn't do my workout yet. And then, like, I was persuaded to just do it. And it was 12:30 in the morning, you know? And, like, I should probably be going to bed, but, like, I did my workout. And then I felt good after it because I was like, man, I feel good because I did my workout. And then I went to bed, like, 1:30 or 2 in the morning, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm just saying that you can, even if, like, you want to do something, you'll make it happen.
Yeah. Or at least that's how it should be.
If you really want,
because there are a lot of people out there who just, they like to talk about it, but then they get overcome by the laziness or just the overabundanceness of seeing how much work is involved. Because I remember I was had a conversation about this the other day, like yesterday, about like, you know, a lot of people just deciding not to do what they say they're going to do when they notice how difficult things are. Like when they notice something just being difficult, like, I got to do it now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When they notice that, they're like, nah, I don't really feel like doing this. I'll just do something else that's easier. And, you know, that's the same thing that can apply with, like, oh, I don't feel like doing the dishes right now. Or I don't really feel like I don't really feel like, you know, you just want to do something else that seems easier, but no one really likes to do anything that's ultra challenging in a way.
Like, they're like, I want to eat healthier. I have, like, ingredients to make a salad in my refrigerator right now. Yeah. But then they're like, but I'm really hungry right now. And then they just open up a bag of potato chips. Yeah.
And here's the truth, man. Here's really the truth. Is that, like, everyone, they'll find an excuse to not do the thing that they want to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the big goal, the big mountain. They'll find a reason to not climb that mountain. Oh, it's cold today. Oh, I gotta wear a coat. Or, you know, you'll find anything to make an excuse. That's just the way I've come to find a lot of people that I've run into. You know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times with me, like, so many people. Oh, you want to shoot? Let's do this. Oh, you want to let's make a movie, or let's have this project, and then they'll find some reason not to, or I'm tired, or. You know what I mean? Oh, I got other stuff to do. And I've come to the point where I don't get offended by it anymore, because it's just there's a point where my part of my soul has just been so, like, it used to be rough, but now there's so much as a grinded over it that's just smooth, and I'm just like, all right, I just won't take offense to it. Just go. But my backlash to that is just, well, sorry, you missed my train going forward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just like, you got to prioritize, like, what's important to you.
Exactly.
Is sitting in front of the TV important to you, or do you want, you actually want to get a workout in?
Because it's like, it's funny when people are like, oh, I want to make a movie. I want to make music. I want to do this. All right. When I call you to want to do it, oh, I can't do it. You know, what about the next day? Oh, I'm not doing it. All right. Then I guess you don't want to do it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn.
Well, that's another thing. Like, it's like, same thing with the White House thing. It's like, if I was to be like, oh, no, I can't make time for this. Then they're just gonna be like, okay, bye. See, and then they'll never contact you again. You know what I mean?
See,
like, it's like, you gotta just say yes sometimes.
And sometimes when people are like trying to like communicate with me in a way, and I know I'm always talking about myself, and people are always saying like, you're so busy. He's a busy person. Like, I didn't want to ask you because you're always such a busy person. Blah 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 blah. You do so many things. You know, and I feel like that them saying that to me is a fucking excuse, because you know what? Just like this quote I got from The Rock, not even know where he said it, but he was talking about the same people trying to do something with, like, doing the same, communicating the same line to him. He's like, yeah, I may have a lot on my plate, but guess what? I can make room.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll find a way to make room. If we really want to do this, I'll find a way to make room.
You can always find a way.
I can always find a way. If it's fucking 2 o'clock in the fucking morning, or 11 o'clock, or early ass in the morning. If we really want to do this, I will make room. And a lot of people can't get over that. They're like, oh, so I got to wake up in the morning? Well, if I'm going to fucking wake up in the morning, you should fucking wake up in the morning. I'm willing to do that if this is such a great project, if this is a great thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But people aren't willing to do that. And thus, if they're not willing to put as much energy into making something they want to do that they're really passionate about, then they're not passionate about it at all. And I don't have time to deal with that at this point in my life.
The train keeps moving.
The train will keep moving, and it's so harsh to say. And I bet if I was like 23 or 24, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I wouldn't be so harsh about it. But like, I've been so much bullshit that this fucking train's gonna move.
But you know what, Joe? I think there are some people that are working multiple jobs and really working hard.
Oh yeah,
and they don't have time for certain things that they would love
to
do.
And that's a legit thing. But
yeah.
But being like, oh no, that seems like a lot of work. I'm tired and stuff like that. That's fucking not an excuse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's legit not excuse. But if I see that you're busting your ass, doing, like, you know, hustling for real, you know what? I'm willing, and I will stick it out with you.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, back to the comments, you know, so, like, I'm reading these comments, I'm reading, like, people that, you know, it sounds sad. It actually is depressing, you know? So I read those comments, and then I read comments, like, directly at me with my name in it that says, like, sellout.
Yeah,
like
it's the at.
Yeah.
At sellout.
Yeah, at Carolyn Bilewski. Sellout. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, and then I click on their profile, and it's like pictures of Jesus and like anti-Obama stuff, and like saying that Obama is not Jesus and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, he's not. So I agree with you.
Yeah, because there's only one Jesus, right?
Yeah, because there's only one Jesus. But it's like,
whoever believes in that, right?
And then, like, you know, then they're all like spouting out all this other stuff on there, and like I can't even. It's like getting to the point where I can't even read all of it. But then luckily, some people like came to my defense, and then they were just like, "Man, you're the biggest troll on the internet. Go away." You know, you know. So it's like. It's all good in the neighborhood, but I'm just like, I just have to laugh about like everybody, because I'm just like, oh my god, these people exist. And you know, and also, you know, and then a couple I guess like conservative blogs like went after my illustrations like directly, and you know, has it has my name on it and stuff. And And that's their prerogative, because I know, like, it's such a cheap shot to be like, oh, you know, now they're going to treat us like kids. Are we in first grade? And dude, then, like, these are cartoons for the White House?
It's so amazing, because when I looked at those cartoons, I don't see anything offensive about it at all. I'm looking at that, and like, how does this get this? How are people getting this hardcore deep in it? You know what I mean? But I guess there's a reason for that. Why? All right, answering this question, why would, you know, just step out of the box of being the creator of this? Why would someone get offended by this? How can that happen?
Because they don't agree with the politics.
Okay, why? What is the politics that they don't agree with?
They don't agree with either. They don't agree with Obama or the health care plan, the Affordable Care Act.
And so basically this is just like, oh, you should get this act. You should get this. You have to sign up for this, right?
Well, they're just telling people not to sign up for the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, they're telling people not to sign up for something?
Yeah.
What are they telling them to sign up for?
Well, this is for the Affordable Care Act.
No. Like, I'm saying, what is the cartoon?
The cartoon is basically saying, like, sign up at healthcare.gov.
Okay. So is it saying that's the only thing you should sign up for?
I mean, you can go and get healthcare at other places.
Yeah.
You can get it wherever you want to.
Yeah.
So, but they're just saying, like, don't go through the government to get your healthcare.
Okay.
And, or they're saying, like, oh, this is, propaganda, they're all yelling propaganda.
These are the same people that eat McDonald's and buy that propaganda, right?
Who knows? I don't know what they eat.
They're the same people that probably buy any religious propaganda as well.
I have no idea what they do. But they all, like, what happens in politics is that...
But the thing is, everything is politics.
You have to choose a side, you know? And it's like... And then a couple of these sites also called out that, like, I've done work for conservative organizations such as the Heritage Foundation. Well, you know what? Like, why is that a problem? And... Basically, like, I equate it to, like, you have friends that
might
be...
So they did the research.
Let me talk. You have friends that might be...
Let me talk.
Well, because you keep interrupting.
I will interrupt.
Yeah, I will interrupt. This is the McLaughlin Group.
This is what we do.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm saying like this. It's like, so they did the research. They dug deep into you, right?
Yes. Which is fine. I mean, it's right there on my website.
I'm not hiding anything. What's funny is that they have to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good. Explore me all you want. But what I'm saying is, like, you know...
Actually, don't ever say, let me talk. That sounded so, like, just ridiculous.
Let me talk.
Yeah.
I was on a roll. On a roll. Funk is on a roll. But what I'm saying is that, basically, like, I've done work for conservative groups, and now I'm doing work for liberal groups, and... Like, I don't see how that's a problem. Like, the way I equated it in the blog is that, like, you might have friends that are conservative, you might have friends that are liberal, or people that are really into, like, environmentalism, or libertarians. Like, Joe, I'm sure you know at least one person of all the groups that I've named.
Yeah, anyone that's part of a political group is pretty stupid to me.
Well, I'm not gonna say that, but I'm just saying that, like...
No, I'll say that.
I mean, I don't agree with you on that.
That's
I don't think that's just because somebody's into politics is stupid.
No.
If anything, they probably pay attention to the actual things that matters.
I think it's like we were saying before, it's all a work.
Well, what I'm getting at is that this is getting heated in here.
It's not getting heated.
I'm saying is that you might have friends that, like, disagree. Like, I don't see why, like, they're pointing out that I work for different clients as a problem. Because guess what? I'm, like, an equal opportunity artist. Like, if somebody wants to work with me, I will work with them.
This is the problem. This is why I think it's all lame in a way, and why it's all a work. Because I've seen nothing that's come out of these discussions that's brought people together. Any political party or any stance or anything has just further separated people. It's like, oh, you gotta choose this to choose that because we gotta stand for this. It's like this. It's dumb in a way. I've not seen anything that they've done that brought people together.
And you know what I think is really interesting, and this is why I love art. Like, art and music brings people together.
Yeah.
And everything else, like, divides people.
It's like, oh, you gotta be this side or you gotta be this side. Why? What are my benefits of choosing either one of these sides, by the way?
But just think about that, though. I really think it's, like, art, music, and comedy, like, brings people together.
I know.
Everything else is, like...
I know.
Totally divides people.
I know. It's
science,
like,
math, religion. It's all, like, complete dividing. And I don't understand how you have to, like, choose a side.
I know.
Like, I don't want to choose
a side. This is a good example of that.
I actually just want to do creative projects.
But here's, like, the joke, though. No matter what, This is the joke. No matter how much I hate any of this, not hate, but dislike or want to burn, but it's like you see all this and just the way of life, we are forced to choose sides. Super Bowl is happening. This team versus that team. Everything is based on choosing sides. That sucks.
Or even,
and we
like,
can't escape that.
Even in movies when they have like lead males, it's like Team Edward versus Team Jacob.
Exactly.
Everything
in the world is based on choosing sides. Oh, even with love, you got to choose this one. Even with music, who's your number? Even with making lists, who's your number one? Favorite movie?
Top eight.
Oscars.
MySpace.
Everything is fucking political. You know what I mean? But the word of that, it's like that's what's ridiculous about it. And you won't be able to escape it. But like when it comes to like these political parties in a way like this, it's like I will, if you can show me something good that they have done that hasn't been very selfish, I will say this is a great thing. And they probably have, but I'd like someone to just put it in my face. And that, you know what I mean? But that's just the way the world works. And maybe that's why I'm not very happy about all that stuff ever.
Well, they all have an agenda and they all have talking points. And back to my cartoons is like the obvious thing that they can look at that and say is like, oh, these are for kids. These are childish.
Oh, because someone drew something.
Yeah,
that's
because someone
childish.
Drew something.
Okay, so give me an art form. Give me something. How are you supposed to draw so it's going to be adult? A photo, right? They want to be photorealistic. Use a fucking photo then. Then they'll be like, oh, that's just, you know, they could have manipulated that. Like I said before, there's always an excuse. They will always have an excuse to not like and not do something.
Well, what I find interesting is like, you know, I also described in the blog is that since the beginning of time, there were cave paintings and that was how they used to tell a story.
Oh, but that's so childish, isn't it?
I mean, it is, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that that's art history.
Drew, they used a pencil now.
That's
childish.
That's art history, and this is art history, you know? So, like, what we're doing this is right now is, like, history. So I don't understand how, like, that's, you know, their problem. And I think it's actually sad that people are calling, like, they're not actually, like, super offending my cartoons, but it's just like, oh, so now, like,
the whole
administration is like, oh, now we're all in first grade? You know, and it's like, no, I don't think they're actually treating people like children. I think they're just trying to find a new, fresh way to approach a topic that could be boring. You know, it could be boring.
But this will
get people's attention, especially in a world of Instagram and images,
also,
and then people are going to engage.
You know what really is boring? It's the fact that they still went to the well with that same comment of like, oh, cartoons are for kids. If you were really, smart and creative, you would have thought of a less cliche way of like trying to insult something. Oh, we're kids now. You know what I mean? Because
you know,
in a world now where illustration and all that stuff is widely open, you know what I mean? And comics and super and paint and art is a form that people see. They're like, oh, that's for kids. What do you want, adult?
Yeah,
oh, look, they're like, oh, we should use porn stars because that's adult. You know what I mean?
Why didn't
we do that? That's more of an adult subject. Oh, look, Jaden James. She's you know, she works out every single day and she has health insurance and just shows her tits. You know, she used her health insurance to get her new implants. Oh, look, that's adult. You know what I mean? It's like how fucking literal in this world do we have to be to get a message across? There's nothing that's going to be adult. There's nothing that's going to be too kid because now kids may like adult stuff because it's so easy for them to see. And adults like kid stuff because they want to relive their youth. They don't want to feel old anymore. It's like these motherfuckers, man. Like I said, they're always going to find an excuse. No matter what. They're always going to find this day. If you fucking can't fucking like ice cream, if there's a reason not to like ice cream, there's no winning in this world. Just put it out there and just let it go.
I mean, that's why I'm not taking offense to it. I'm just, like, laughing at it. And then, that was on one site. They used the word childish. And then, on, I guess, like...
I liked when I saw that message. It wasn't even written in proper English, either.
Oh, really?
We want first grade now. It's like...
Was a different comment. But anyway, but that was on another blog. They, like, call them childish or whatever. And then, apparently Glenn Beck has his own network. Which, actually, you know, I have to say, in college, I listened to Glenn Beck while I was working. I would just keep it on, like, WRVA. And, like, I listened to Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and all of them. And I loved Glenn Beck's War of the Worlds radio. So, like, you know, I don't know what he's been doing recently, but when I was in college, I thought he was okay, dude. But they did an article, and apparently some people got upset about it, but I personally didn't get upset about it. But the headline was something like, White House resorts to cartoons to make Obamacare seem cool. And like, and that, and actually I was not offended by that as much, because it's like, they're actually calling the cartoons cool.
Yeah.
So, but in a way, like, I got their twist on it. Like, I got where they're coming from, because they don't agree with them politically. But in a way, that was like a compliment, because I was like, cool. They actually are like, they are cool. You know, they're basically saying that my cartoons are cool, and the White House is turning to cartoons because cartoons are cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that's the way I interpreted it, because I was like, hey, thanks for that compliment. And that reporter had some questions for me. And then he cherry picked the parts that he wanted to highlight. But, you know, and in the article, I don't think they were, like, being mean about my cartoons. So the article is fine, but the comments were, like, not good, you know, from my point of view.
The comments are never going to be good.
But, yeah, but, like, you know, for example, on the Daredevil one, so I have this woman that, like, she parachutes and, like, skydives, like, and she parachutes on her birthday, and I have her, like, skydiving, like, with cupcakes around her and stuff. It's fun, you know? And then, like, I have her, like, riding a shark at the end, like, because, you know, it says, like, but even she has health care, even though, you know, she likes to live on the edge type thing, you know? And, but, yeah, so there's a certain way that I draw certain lips where I'll, like, actually outline the full lip. And, like, some guy was like, oh, cool, she even has a mustache. You know, she has a mustache now. And it's like, well, yeah, that's a lip. Like, I just feel like you just can't visually see anything.
People are just, like, super nitpicky. You know, like, and I saw, like, oh, why does she have, saw someone write, like, you said, like, something about the note to illustrator.
Oh, yeah, like, somebody wrote, like, note to artist, you should not draw bags under eyes while smiling.
And this comment is coming from the greatest illustrator of all time?
Yeah, it was.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. His work was great.
That was like Leonardo da Vinci was just like, yeah, came back from the dead and was like, oh, this is exactly how you should,
like,
do it.
And then I know,
he's like, by the way, that's how you should do it.
Like, I was like, oh my God, I should have drawn it like that. Thank you for reminding
me. It's like, actually, they should have just asked that one guy who made that or girl who made that comment, you know, because apparently they know exactly how it is to do everything.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, you know what? I take it with a grain of salt. I'm just like, that's cool. You don't, like, get what I was visualizing. Like, that's fine. Like, and I've been through critiques at school. I've worked at jobs where, like, art directors were very harsh. Like, I've never cried about any of that. And I've seen coworkers cry with people, like, talking about their work, not even in a public forum. This is just, like, at work, behind the scenes, and nothing has been released. Like, I've been already dragged through the mud, like, so much, so maybe that's made me stronger, that I can take these comments. I just want to talk about it, like, in our, like, public forum of the Carolyn and Joe show, because this is the first time, like, I've ever, like, quote-unquote, gone viral, and it's an amazing experience to have, like, 16,000 likes in a day.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope this will happen again for one of my other creations, you know? Like, I enjoy it. I actually enjoy all the bad comments, too. Like, I just find it interesting because this is my first time witnessing all of it, you know, with the internet and everything. So, it's crazy, though. But, you know, other comments people were saying is, like, all these characters are lesbians and hippies and narcissistic people.
All these characters are hippies and lesbians?
And I just want to say, like, there was a hipster character. So, like, I'll give you the hippies, whatever. I'll just give you that.
Yeah.
Even though it's a hipster and it's not a hippie, there's a difference, but I'll give you that one.
Well, describe that. We'll see what
I mean.
The
there's like a hipster character who he's like only eats experimental food and, like, you know, he's right. He rides a tricycle, yeah, and, like, you know,
well, how much creative input did you have on this, though?
I mean, like, they gave me a script and then like I drew all the visuals and I told them what I was going to do in all the visuals. But they had little talking points they wanted to hit. And then also I think I added a couple things, but, you know, they did have a script for me and the characters that they wanted to do. But it was a collaboration, and I got to do all the, you know, what the visual looks that I wanted to have. So, you know, I thought it was cool, you know, it was a good opportunity, and I had a great time working with them. There was, like, no problems at all. But yeah, like, and then the other thing that I thought was interesting, well, you know, first of all, there was, like, no reference to lesbianism in any of the,
like I said, people just like to see girl on girl.
I mean, maybe that's what they want.
That's what it is.
That's what they're looking
for. They want more of that Katy Perry action.
But I just don't understand that, really. I really just I'm like, where did you get that from?
They got
like,
it.
Are you just like making it up in your head?
That's what they want to see.
But it, like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm just like, dude, there's no like lesbian action anywhere in that. And I don't even know which one he's specifically talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, which one? Like, cause if, I mean, honestly, I would wish I could like talk
maybe
to these
basing
people.
It, maybe basing it on a haircut.
I don't have any girls with short hair, actually.
Oh, because lesbians only have short hair.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not. I'm stereotyping myself. But you know,
I know
like,
plenty of lesbians that don't have short hair.
That's true. And then the other thing that was crazy, I guess, more on. So on the, you know, those were more on the blog comments, and then I just kind of stopped reading because I was like, I don't really actually care. You know, it's cool like being the energy like the first 2 days. I was like, yes, yeah, this is energizing. But then I like just stopped reading.
Just gets
I was
tiring,
like,
and you're just
yeah,
like, I got
like,
other stuff to do. Than
yeah, I was like,
this.
I don't have time for this.
So this is exactly
like, ain't nobody got time
so
for this.
This is exactly what happens when all those like models or super like girls have a hot ass image of them, and then there's like 1,000,000,000 hits off
yeah,
of it, and then
like,
it's like, oh,
you
just don't want to read
up
them.
With it.
Yeah.
No, I just can't keep up with it. I don't care. But then, like, you know, on Instagram, I was reading. You know, what was crazy too was the race factor, because the first one that came out, the guy was black, and it's a caregiver, and it says stuff like he makes his kids lunches, and he gives up his seat on the bus, and he helps his mother with her meds. Like, and he's covered with health insurance because he takes care of himself, you know, and not, yeah, and not only that, he takes good care of himself, you know? Yeah. So, you know, the best comment of all time, which, you know, I haven't read through all of them, but this one actually made me laugh, but it was like, why is a black guy got to give up his seat? And like, I was like, it actually made me smile because I was like, oh my God,
that's
zing.
True. Why does a black guy got to give up his seat,
yeah,
man?
I was like, that's right, man.
He's supposed to be, they didn't have a seat for many years.
Exactly. And I actually like, I don't know who said that, but whoever said that, I give you credit. Cause I was like, that made me laugh.
But did you signify who he's giving his seat up to?
Yeah, it was like an older white gentleman with a cane.
Oh, it should have been a black one. Black older gentleman then. That would have made sense. Oh,
yeah, respect.
That's
the elders.
Exactly. Now that's the choice right there. You need to recolor that white gentleman. It's easy.
Yeah, but I mean, and then that whole race thing, like that comment, I'm actually okay with because that was clever and that was like,
why black ain't gotta give his seat, man?
That was clever and that was brilliant. So
that was brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I was like, damn, I wish I thought of that because that was a good comeback. You know, I was like, zing on that dude because that guy rules. But like all the other ones that were talking about race, I was like, then they're like, of course he's black. He's trying to be like Obama. Oh, is this Obama? And I'm
wait, of course he's black. He's trying to be like half black Obama.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. Like, I was just like breezing through these because I was like, man, you know, like people are
Muhammad
like, oh,
himself.
Of course he's black. You know, and I'm just like, dude, really? Because, like, are you serious? Like, why would you even think that? You know? And then also, like, part of me is wondering, I'm like, do they know that this is a series and it's not just, like, one?
No, they don't. They don't because they're lazy.
But then, then even
are they lazy? I don't know.
Well, even on the Athletic one, like, some black girl wrote, like, why isn't she black? And I'm like,
well, WB, we black.
Yeah. Like, and I'm just like, well, maybe she could be. And then people were defending me, like, you know, people were like, why does it matter if she's black or not? She's an athletic chick, you know. And then a few other people, like a lot of women too, were like, I like how this chick is, how she's not like a model and she actually works out and looks healthy, you know. They're like, they liked how she was drawn, and I was like, cool, that means I did a good job.
Yeah,
you know, because it's like, oh, this chick's healthy, you know, like she's not like a stick thing, you know, like model. And I think a lot of people like seeing that.
Yeah.
And so that was nice to see. And then a whole bunch of people were like, I love you, Michelle, this is awesome, I love you, Michelle, you know, like they're loving it, you know, like they're loving it, you know. And I think in general, I think it was effective on Instagram a lot. And also, I think, you know, like those groups that wanted to say like, oh, it's their last attempt at being cool. You know,
cool.
I'm not offended by that. I'm really not. I
think that's great that it's your work is the last attempt at being cool.
Yeah,
it's like we got to pull in the Carolyn card.
Yeah, hell yeah, because my work is cool.
Exactly.
You know what, honestly, you take the words out of it and you take the politics out of it. If I post it, like, I won't do this because it is what it is. But if you take all the words out of it, I guarantee you, almost everybody will like it, you know?
Yeah.
There's no reason really not to like it. And I think it's fun, it's enjoyable, and I actually like how it causes stir a little bit, you know? It shook up the internet for
because
a little
bit. Because it's, to me, if you're not making some sort of shake, then you know, you're not doing your job in a way if you think about it.
Yeah. I think it did great. And also on top of it, like, apparently a whole bunch of people on Facebook were talking about it on my feed.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had any type of attention like that, like, to that extent before. You know, I've actually, you know, I mean, I posted a profile pic, I guess Christmas Eve or something. I put up a picture of me at my art desk, and that had, like, something like 120, over 125 people like it in, like, a day. And so I was like, that's a lot in one day. But I'm like, 125, like, I was like, 125 people. And now I'm like, oh my God, like, over 16,000. That's like a way big difference, yeah. You know? So, like, I mean, I guess we'll get in some numbers at the end and we'll see.
Like, have the numbers come in?
We'll see how it really did. But, you know, I mean, there's other pictures. Like, if I browse through Michelle Obama's Instagram, there's other pictures that have received, like, thousands more.
Yeah,
you know, so like
all the ones that are not liking this one are just like, oh, cartoons are for kids.
Yeah,
you know, for kids.
You know, for kids. Twix, Twix are for kids. You know, but I mean, I see that point of view. I mean, I worked with one of my former coworkers, and one day he noticed that I was wearing Betty Boop socks, because I used to walk to work, so I had my sneakers and socks on, and then I would change them into heels later. And he mentioned some comment of like, oh, is that Betty Boop? And I was like, yeah, it's Betty Boop. And then he was like, huh, I'm surprised I know that. He's like, cartoons are like for kids. You know, and like that type of attitude.
You know,
and I was like,
cartoons for kids.
I was like, oh, I'm surprised you know who Betty Boop is. Okay. You know, like, I was just like, whatever, dude. But like, I don't know, man. It is, you know what is kind of sad, though, is that people dish out that stereotype.
That's another stereotype.
That cartoons are for kids, which I see, you know, I get it.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean,
but then I'm also like,
blame Disney, right?
No, but I get it, though. But then I'm also like, you know, there is Pixar. Adults enjoy Pixar.
Oh, but that's 3D. That's like 3D animation.
But you know what I mean? Like,
computer
and
animation.
Also, part of me is like, the people who are saying this, I'm honestly really like, I want to like,
it's drawn by hand, it's for kids.
I want to go inside their
make that face at me. I can see you.
I'm looking at you. I want to look inside these people's bodies and see if they have a heart. Because I'm like, how can you say, like, mean things about cartoons? I'm like, did you even have a childhood? You know, like, everyone can look back on their childhood. Even if, like, let's say you don't watch cartoons as an adult. And that's perfectly fine. There are a ton of adults that don't care for cartoons. And I think that that's okay. But if you actually look at people's childhoods, they can go back and be like, oh my God, I had such a great time watching Flintstones growing up. Or like, I love the Jetsons. Like, Joe, you love Batman, the animated series.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and you love, you, we, like, we don't, like, obsess about cartoons, like, every day as an adult, but like, there's still a part of you that even if you never watch cartoons for the rest of your life, you'll still look back and be like, I loved Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I don't understand. Like, you can be like a straight up, like, I'm a mature adult. I don't watch cartoons. Like, yeah, you can have that point of view.
Really, when you're an adult, you should realize it's just another medium.
It is just another
medium. Style, not just like, oh yeah, that's for kids. You know?
Exactly. I completely agree with you. But let's say you are an adult that's like, I'm an adult. I don't watch cartoons anymore. But
I always thought that theory was stupid anyway.
I do too. But like,
I always thought I'm an adult and I can do what I want.
But let's put that aside for a second and pretend that you're a person with the mentality of like, I'm an adult and I don't watch Cartoon Network and I don't watch kids stuff anymore. That's fine. But you can't like look back and be like, oh, did you love Looney Tunes when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Did you love Scooby Doo? That's what annoys me though. It's like, really. Do you have a heart anymore? Is your heart just like completely gone? That's what bothers me about these people. It's like, that's cool that you don't watch cartoons or that you think they're for kids. That's fine. I don't even, whatever. I'm not even going to argue with you. But it's like, don't you have a cartoon that you loved back in the day? Or like, didn't you love The Little Mermaid? Or didn't you love any of them, you know? Didn't you love like Scrooge McDuck?
Well, they always try to keep that in a wrap these days, don't they?
Yeah, but that bothers me though. It's like, and then also on top of it though, I just want to also add that there are tons of adults, grown adults, that have mortgages, that have rent, that pay their car bill, that pay taxes, that take care of their kids every day, and they might not be childish at all, and they will still love cartoons. There's tons of adults that go to Comic-Con.
So you're saying all those people that even work on these shows...
That's what I was getting at. Like, there's tons of people that, like, work on these shows that are adults that create enjoyment for children. You know? Like, you know, like, any type of even kids shows. Like, even Sherry Lewis worked with puppets. Are people going to be like, oh, she's like, making stuff for kids. She's horrible. You know? Like Lamb Chop's Play Along.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, so Sesame Street...
They won't take it serious.
Like, anybody who works for Sesame Street is a child. Like, those people are making children learn, you know? I just don't understand, like, that whole mentality. So it's like, well, basically we should just wipe away cartoons for everyone. And everyone has to be fully serious all the time.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone has to be serious, don't they?
I guess so. I mean, I know that politics is serious. Like, I get it. Like, they're playing a big game.
Is it serious?
Big game.
It's just a game.
It is a game. But I'm saying that they're playing a serious game.
It's just like in a real debate. Like in a debate, like one of those debate game or competitions. You do both sides. You just got to be able to fight for either side. So that's really what it is. You can switch sides at any time.
Are you supposed to switch sides, or do you have to choose a side?
Like in a debate, like in those, it's like, okay, now take the other side. It's whoever can debate better on each side. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Like in those debate competitions.
So basically, if we had a debate competition and they brought up the cartoons, the first thing that would be the obvious thing is like, well, cartoons are for kids. How are you going to take this seriously?
And then the half point of the game, then you switch over. You're like, well, then what? Tell me, then fight the other side. That's how those debate competitions are.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's
what politics. I feel like that's what politics is. It's just like you like this side. It's just now you're taking that side. Oh, but then you can also fight the other way. Who really wins? There is no winner. It's just who makes a decision. Who can persuade better? That's what it is.
But isn't that like the obvious stab is to say what they said?
Yeah, that's why it's so dumb, because it's such an obvious thing, and it's a unanimous thing that comics and stuff is for everyone, and cartoons it's for everyone. Doesn't matter what age, which why I feel like it's so lame that they chose to bring out that card.
But I can understand, you know, how there are cartoons like such as like South Park. Maybe you wouldn't want your 6-year old watching South Park, even though it looks like innocent. Yeah. Like on first sight, you're like, oh cool, like it's these kids wearing like hats and like snow outfits and stuff, you know, because they live in Colorado or wherever. But like at first glance, you see that and you're like, oh, they're so cute. But then like once they start talking, you're like, oh, yep, 6-year old can't watch this. But everyone knows like that it's a vulgar show, you know? So like if as long as that's clear going forward, and it's on like I guess at night, you know, like 6-year olds shouldn't be up at that time. Yeah. So like everything should be good.
Again, this is all from whoever's making the decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But also like, you know, the way my cartoons are, they're happy and fun and like there's nothing there that should be offensive.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It's not made to be offensive,
of
really.
Of course not.
It's made to, like, you know,
it's made
entertain.
To make people smile. Like, everything I make is to make people smile.
Yeah.
And I just want to contribute to society with my art, with my skill, with my talent. And I wasn't ever here to create controversy. And if somehow you find something in my work that you don't like, and you have the right to say that, but... Some of these people are a little off their rocker, and I just have to say, like, if you don't like cartoons, you don't have a heart. Like, like, I mean, seriously, and that's true. You don't have to, like I said, you don't have to sit down and watch Cartoon Network every day, but, like, just think about your childhood and think about all the good times you had, like, watching Winnie the Pooh, or if you had, like, a warm moment, like, with your family or with your parents, like, watching some great cartoons or, like, The Little Mermaid or Aladdin or anything Disney growing up. Like, I'm sure you have a favorite animated movie or show or a comic strip, you know? Like, did you grow up reading Garfield or Snoopy? Like, if you don't like those things, then... Or at least, you don't have to like all of it, but if you don't even like one thing, I feel like you don't have a heart. Because, like, cartoons are the one thing in this world that have heart. There's other things that have heart too, but cartoons, like, you can straight up look at a cartoon and it will make you laugh, it will make you feel good inside, it will make your heart pound with happiness. That's my final word on that.
That's your final word on that?
Yeah, I mean, unless anything happens this next coming week or as
who,
they
who
get
knows?
Released, you
it's
know?
It's only been, like, a certain, it's only been a handful of days.
I know, but I feel like it blew up, you know, it had its time where it blew up.
Yeah.
And it was fun, you know? I enjoyed it. I don't have any, you know, everyone has the right to their opinion, and they entertained me, you know?
And now the next thing people are going to talk about is what's Katy Perry going to do at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What racy thing can she do?
Yeah, I mean,
her boobs are going to shoot fireworks, man. It's all
about
boobs.
They probably will. And, you know, and the thing is like the news will come and go, and there'll be a news cycle, and there'll be something else that's controversial. So it's just be in and out, in and out.
That's just, it all goes in weeks, man. All just goes in episodic episodes. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is. That's how the world is. Just like the Carol and Joe Show every single week.
Yes.
Bring you controversy.
And we're on Stitcher and iTunes.
Yeah. So, everyone, I hope you all enjoyed that. I hope you all enjoyed Carolyn's cartoons. This show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at strayproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabeo.com. Also, go astray.tumblr.com. Also, one-shots.com. Check out my films. Also, listen to some of my music with my awesome partner in music world and other stuff with Jessica Marie Seibel at mickeyandmallory.com. And also, Carolyn, you can do your intro. Let the world know where to find you.
Oh, yeah. I have a comic strip called Curls, and you can find it at curls-studio.com/curls. And I have a blog that is now at carolynbilevsky.com, and you can check out the first entry all about the White House cartoons and the sketches and everything that we were talking about. And you can check out my portfolio and everything at carolynbilevsky.com.
And that is this week's show. And just so you know, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thanks everyone for listening. I hope you had a great time. Right? Did you have a good time?
I did.
Cool.
We had a little debate.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we had a little back and forth, and I thought it was good energy of the politics in our show today.
Politics is a work. I have no debates. I just have a series of thoughts. Because you know what? No one's going to make me change my think. That's the best part. I'm not going to change it. Something will happen for me to change it, but I never actually change it. It's just the way the world is. It's just the way it is, man.
I thought we had a good talk about it, because it's just crazy how people react to things.
Sure.
Who knows? Who knows what people are going to blow up at next?
Yeah, exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other.